Congratulations to graduating class of 2020. Well done on your achievements, on your accomplishments. This is a moment that is worth celebrating, this time of graduation. It's worth noting all the things that you have done throughout your education, acknowledging all the things that brought you joy, that brought you hope, that brought you connection with your classmates and your community and family members. This is also a time in which we can lift up to our God and give thanks to our God, as our God has been with us throughout our lives and is with us into the future. So as we take this time to honor our graduates, but also take this time, more importantly, to give thanks to our God and praise our God for His presence and for His love, I offer up this scripture out of the book of 1 Corinthians. It's in the very first chapter of the book, in chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. So hear these words from the book of 1 Corinthians. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in Him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By Him you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about this moment of graduation, of how it is important in our culture, we value this time. We value this marking. Because it's not just graduating from public school education, that which is important. Don't get me wrong. I believe graduating with a high school degree is important and it matters. But it's also a marking of a rite of passage. Many of you will be going on to the next phase of your life. You'll be going on perhaps into a trade school, going on to college. Some of you going to military service. Some of you going, straight to work. And that journey is different for each and every one of you, but it is a change. It is a transition. It's a marking of where you have gone, primarily under your parents' care, under your parents', guidance. And you take that step into adulthood. You take that step to acquiring more responsibility, acquiring more responsibility and care for your lives, for your income, for your education, for taking care of yourself. And it is an important thing to recognize. It's also a joyful thing to recognize as you step into adulthood, as you step forward into the next phase of life. And we do this with this rite of passage that we call graduation, because we recognize what has come before and we look forward to what lies ahead. Now, in this time, we have acknowledged, all the challenges that this class of 2020, as you as graduates have experienced in the last several months. It's hard for me who did not go through this period, I will acknowledge and admit it's hard for me to fully grasp such a great change that has happened in our society. And when you think about all the things that perhaps you had planned, trips you wanted to do, perhaps track meets, activities, all kinds of things that we had hoped to accomplish, that you'd hoped to accomplish in the last few months, certainly you may be feeling down about that. And I believe that's an important thing to recognize. It's okay to acknowledge that disappointment, that difficulty, that heartbreak even. But I also know throughout these several months that as a people of faith, I believe our God has been with us. Our God has carried us when we've had those moments of disappointment and struggle and concern and uncertainty about the future even. I believe our God is with us and our God is carrying us forward as His people. When I think about this reading out of Corinthians, and reading out of Corinthians, I believe, is helpful for us when we think about the time that we're in and the challenges that we are facing in this time of celebration, this time of joy. The church in Corinth, in ancient Corinth, this is way back, in the time of Paul, right after, Jesus' life, Paul is going out proclaiming the good news on his missionary journeys. It was not an easy life at all for Paul in this time. And it wasn't an easy life for the church in Corinth. And it faced challenges, that were beyond its control. It was, a very, very small movement or religion, at that time in ancient Corinth. But in spite of those challenges, in spite of the difficulties, our God was with that church in Corinth. Our God carried that church in Corinth. And the church in Corinth was able to grow, was able to be faithful in its witness, in spite of all the challenges that it faced. And so, yes, when we think about our current time, the challenges that we are in, I believe it is helpful for us to think about this in terms of our faith. Throughout our faith, our faith story, we can look back throughout the Bible. There have been so many times when people have been disappointed, when they have struggled, when they have faced adversity. But yet God was with people who struggled. God carried them through the hardship and difficulty of life. And the people were able to grow in faith. We see this story repeated numerous times throughout both the Old and the New Testaments. And I mention all this not to be a downer in this time of celebration. I mean, golly, if we want to go find a downer right now, it is not hard to find something to be depressed about. But rather, I acknowledge this as actually an act of praise and thanksgiving, that our God carries us forward in difficulty. Our God carries us forward and delivers us out of adversity when we encounter it. And as people of faith, especially as people who follow Christ, we know where we are going. We know that everlasting hope that we have in Christ, that everlasting life and hope as given to us through Christ's death and resurrection. It is a hope that is everlasting, and it assures us of our final destination. But in all of this, all the things that we have gone through, all the things that we have experienced, not only in the last, few months, but really our whole lifetimes. If you think about your education, there have been times of adversity. There have been times of trial. There have been times where you have struggled in the classroom. There have been times when you have struggled on the field or in the gym. There have been times when you have struggled in your extracurriculars, perhaps in jobs. And there have been times when you have struggled with your families. But I believe in all of those moments, as we have gone through adversity, as you have experienced adversity in your education and in your upbringing, I believe you did not do any of that alone. Our God was with you. Our God carried you forward. Whether you fully realized it or not, or appealed to God, I believe because of God's grace and care for you, God carried you forward and was with you. When I think about this last verse out of our reading, it's in verse 9. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Those very first three words of that verse 9, God is faithful. And I believe as you step out into the world, as you step out into the next phase of life, be it with work or trade school or military or college, whatever lies ahead for you, I believe God is faithful. God will be with you as you go forward. The current circumstances and the current difficulties you have faced in your life, in your past, I believe those things do not define you, nor do they somehow make you less than as you go forward in life. Each and every one of us has faced difficulty. It is a part of our story. It is a part of our experience. When we consider how our God is with us and where our true identity is found, which is in Christ, the difficulty, the hardships, and even our achievements and those moments of joy, those things are a part of our story, a part of our experience, but they do not define us. And this is an important thing to also consider when we consider all the difficulty we've gone through and the difficulty that you will face going forward into the world. I wish I could say that it will be amazing and awesome, that everything you do going forward will be nothing but joy and bliss. But there will be hard days ahead, just as much as there will be days of joy and bliss. And it is all a part of our experience. But when we dig deeper to how our God is faithful, how our God connects with us, and how we are called to be faithful in response, it is because our identity as a people of faith, as a people of God, is not grounded or connected to the events that we experience. Instead, it is grounded in our God. That is what defines us, is our identity in God, our identity in Christ. That is what defines us. So my encouragement to you, graduates of 2020, as you go forward recognizing your achievements, recognizing the hard work that you have put in to your education and to your activities and to your athletics, all those things, into your music, into your drama, into all the things that you have been a part of in your education. I believe that it's important to recognize that while all those things are a part of our story and experience, we'll look back on those things fondly. It is our identity in God that defines us. It is our identity in God that carries us forward. So brothers and sisters in the class of 2020, and all of our brothers and sisters in Christ, may we be reminded of how our God grounds us, how our God carries us forward, how our God has been with us on our journey, and how our God is calling us forward into a life filled to being faithful, to being grounded as a disciple of Christ, and being called forward to a life everlasting. Congratulations on your education. Congratulations on your achievements. Congratulations and well done to the class of 2020. May God richly bless you as you go forward. Remember where our identity and our grounding is, and that is in our God through Jesus Christ, who by his grace calls us forward and calls us with as his people and is with us always, no matter what we experience or whatever we encounter. Go forward in this hope and go forward in this peace. Amen.